T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, the one good thing to come out of the last election cycle. Here we go, getting underway with hour number 2, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program for the Monday, can't trust that day edition. Miss the keyword right before station identification at the top of the hour. This hour, the keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest, which is powered by Carolina Campers, is flow, F-L-O-W. So go with the flow to 72881, the contest text line number. Get your entry in. You have between now and, the time that I give out the next keyword at 4:59 this afternoon to get that keyword in. All right. In on the conversation today is very simple. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Not to be confused with the contest text line number, all right? So don't send the keyword to our regular text line number. Send it to 72881. And, of course, email is always available to you, bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go to lead off hour number 2 with Dennis. He is in Chesney. Hi, Dennis. How is your Monday?
Going pretty good. Going pretty good.
Excellent.
Just wanted to kind of comment on the clip you played of former President Obama and talking about the Russian interference or what have you. But
right.
I didn't see anything wrong with what he said. I know we don't want Russian interference.
No, I don't see anything wrong with what he said either. In fact, I wish the Democrats would take the advice of the former leader of their party.
Well, he was a former leader of the United States, and I think that what he said was true when it comes to this Russian collusion or interference or whatever you want to call it. We need to be bipartisan when it comes to that. You know, we need to work together to make sure that that doesn't happen again, if it happened at all.
Well, and that's the key question, if it happened at all. And okay. at this time, you know, at the time that Obama was making those remarks, there was no talk of collusion between the Trump campaign and the ostensibly the Russian hacking. That only came after their world came crashing down when Hillary lost the election. Then all of a sudden it was, oh, wait a minute, Trump colluded with the Russians and that's why he got elected.
Well, there were a lot of things, you know. There were a lot of things that happened during that. I mean, it kind of divides the country again with what happened with this past election, you know, because people, you know, just look, when he's gone over to Ireland, and it just seems like there's people that hate him everywhere. You know, I've got no... You know, he's the president. You know, okay, we got to deal with it. You know, we got to deal with it. He's our president. So, you know, we got to work together to help move the country along.
I wish the people on the left would do that. But they're the ones that continue to beat the drum of Trump is evil, Trump is terrible. Sure, there are thousands of people who turn out in foreign countries and demonstrate against him, and many of them are Soros minions who are being paid to do so.
Okay, but if the election was the other way around and the Hillary won, then we would have the same thing.
Well, you know? thank God we don't. Thank God we don't, Dennis. 4:10. Brother Fred is along this afternoon. He is in beautiful Traveler's Rest, and I'm just going to guess that he's feeling good. Hi, Brother Fred.
Praise God. I'll tell you, I'm excited, and I've been blessed. And I want to thank you for the advertisement about how I love flags, and I show them. And Philip, the manager of ANNIN Flag Makers,
right?
He came by my place Saturday, and he presented me with two beautiful flags. I'm talking about embroidered and everything.
Nice. American flags?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've been making it since 1847. And I just want to thank you so much. And I just have one big flagpole up here.
Right.
And I thought a young man like you could use a flag.
Well, that's a very generous suggestion, Brother Fred. Thank you. I appreciate it. I actually have a pretty nice American flag that I also got from a flag company a while back. I actually have several that I rotate through. I have the American flag. I have a South Carolina state flag. I have the Don't Tread on Me, the Gadsden flag. And I also have a Big Red, the flag that flew at the Citadel. Back in the 19th century. So I appreciate the offer. Maybe we could, maybe if you don't have any need to, you sure you don't want to just alternate running those up and down?
No, because this one you can't buy, and it's something that'll blow you away. It's got the emblem of South Carolina in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it's awesome. And if I'm not locked up, I'll bring it by tomorrow or next day.
Well, that's very generous of you, Brother Fred. Thank you. I would be honored to have it and be honored to fly it in all its glory out front of stately McLean Manor.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you, that gentleman, he was from Switzerland.
Really?
Yes. And I got to talk to him about a half an hour. And I tell you, I just appreciate that. I'm excited, and we got Vacation Bible School, and it starts 6, so maybe I can get in with the kids.
Well, that'd be great, because, you know, the sooner they can learn all of those great things that are taught in VBS, the better off they will be through the remainder of their lives.
Well, if nobody has a place to go tonight, come to Foothills Baptist Church in Traveler's Rest.
Excellent. That's interesting. I thought the Swiss, I didn't realize they had flag makers as well. I thought the Swiss were primarily bankers and clock makers.
No, this is flags, and I'm talking about, you know, Ichiban number one. I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah, I got you.
And so you can put that on my tombstone.
Okay, Brother Fred, let's postpone that as long as possible, shall we? great.
Well, listen, God bless, and thank you so much. And I try to live to you between going, you know, I'm still working.
Right.
And I had to pay taxes today, and praise God, I have to pay them, and I'm thankful because I live in a free country.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, right back at you, Brother Fred. God bless you as well. And thanks for the generous offer of the flag. Bob, Brother Fred's flag in on the text line. Brother Fred's flag could be auctioned off to raise funds for his church's summer camp. Yeah, it's already going. So maybe we'll do that next year. Maybe we'll hang on to the flag, store it, and do that next year. Raise money to sponsor some children, give them scholarships to the Vacation Bible School. Bob, Obama stopped the investigation and the attempt to stop the Russian interference, according to congressional testimony. Apparently, the earlier caller wasn't paying attention. Bob, would you... Hillary is never going to win the presidency. No kidding. Bob, we all should hope that Hillary runs again in 2020. I wonder if she could even get the nomination next time around. The Clinton machine is not what it used to be. You remember last time she had to round up all the superdelegates to keep Bernie from getting the nomination, and Bernie has passed it as well now. You know Bernie Sanders made over $1 million each of the last 2 years. How much of that has he given away to all his socialist causes? Yeah. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break, and when we come right back, we'll go back to the phones, and I'll give you some of the quotes from Hillary's latest public speaking efforts. Classic. What? Welcome back. 421 here on the Monday edition. Bobby Mack Show in on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby, feel the burn. Bernie Sanders also bought himself a $200,000 Audi R8 sports car with a Lamborghini engine. Nothing screams I'm a socialist dictator like a bright red $250,000 German-Italian sports car. Well, you know, a charity begins at home and all that good stuff. Now, I mentioned Hillary is back with a increasing her footprint, as they say, higher profile these days. This is from the web today. Hillary Clinton may have visions of 2020 if she can just keep her eyes open. The failed presidential candidate, now it should be twice failed, started her speech to the American Federation of Teachers Union on Friday in a bizarre way by telling everyone how tired she was. "Well, I'll tell you," she said. "I've been back there listening to Randy Weingarten." I guess that's whoever the speaker was. It was before her. "And I'm so exhausted I can barely stand here." Well, that certainly says a lot about the riveting speech that Mr. Weingarten must have given, or Ms. Weingarten, whichever. Clinton flashed moments of bitterness and anger to the union members gathered in Pittsburgh, receiving the Women's Rights Award from the union. Women's rights? The woman that destroyed the reputations and character of all the women that accused her husband of everything from rape to assault, she gets a Women's Right Award. She railed on how she has been oppressed in life. "When I was growing up, there were scholarships I couldn't get, colleges I couldn't attend." Didn't she go to Yale? What, Harvard wouldn't let her in? "Jobs I couldn't apply for just because I was a girl." She attacked the layout of classified ads in newspapers. "It wasn't so very long ago that classified ads were divided into help wanted male and help wanted female." Yeah, it has been pretty long ago. It's been about 40 years. She also criticized girls' half-court basketball in school. "They wouldn't let us run on the full court," she sniffed. She fear-mongered in stark terms against the Trump administration and Supreme Court judge nominee Brett Kavanaugh. "They've gutted funding for public schools and universities." Huh? Have? "And they've rolled back protections against discrimination for students." Huh? Where? After a lengthy broadside against Trump policies, she said they're trying to rip the heart out of America. They want to turn us into transactional units, claiming Trump supporters want a man-eat-man, woman-eat-woman society. They want to turn us against each other. They want to divide and conquer. At the conclusion of Clinton's remarks, the union members applauded wildly. Meantime, on Friday morning, former Secretary of State Felonious Von Pantsuit suggested that President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, would bring back slavery if he is confirmed to the nation's highest court. Get this, and I quote, "Let me say a word about the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court," she said to the same teachers group. "This nomination holds out the threat of devastating consequences for workers' rights, civil rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, including those to make our own health decisions. It's a blatant attempt by this administration to shift the balance of the court for decades and to reverse decades of progress." Then came the kicker. "I used to worry that the Republicans wanted to turn the clock back to the 1950s. Now I worry they want to turn it back to the 1850s. Clinton clearly suggesting that Trump and Kavanaugh want to return to the days when slavery was legal. The irony is originalist Supreme Court justices like Kavanaugh would have agreed with Abraham Lincoln, especially on the issue of slavery. So, but, you know, this is not the uncommon kind of explosive verbiage that they're prone to using. You remember Joe Biden when he was on the campaign trail? Oh, they want to put you all back in chains. Yeah, they want to put you back in chains. Mm-hmm. Right. 26 after 4, Ernest is next up, and he is in Greenville. Hi, Ernest, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
So far. Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
Again, the campaign of our lives.
I can't fault your statement.
And I just want to thank God for men like Mr. Trump, who the world thought that he would never be able to be president. But he has accomplished more than the average American president. He has empowered the country tremendously, economically, socially, and even with our American values. So he is actually determined to help turn America back before God had to do what he did in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, yeah. A very telling point. You know, somebody said to me the other day, talking about the media and their continual vitriolic attacks on everything Trump, and they said, look at all the accomplishments of this administration to this point. The passage of the tax cut, the unemployment being reduced to a historic level, black unemployment being reduced to a historic level, Hispanic unemployment being reduced to a historic level. And can you imagine the reaction of the media if these things had been accomplished under a Hillary Clinton presidency? Would they have been treating this the same way?
Well, sir, here's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hanoi Jane and Ted Turner, all of them,
right,
who we have not forgot her nickname because she's a socialist, communist sympathizer. All of this is who we have. These are the people that we have broadcasting news. Thank God for Fox and thank God for people like yourself that can bring forth something that is good for the appetite of America, because the major goal of these people is to make sure that they can keep manufacturing everything that they put dead babies in that they have aborted, to keep Planned Parenthood active around the world with all of the millions and millions of babies that America has slaughtered. And it seemed like after all these years, we would have enough on our conscience to not want to kill any more babies. But the main agenda is to make sure that abortion stays legal so that people can destroy the children of the womb.
It's
the dog don't kill the puppy.
Amen.
The cat don't terminate the kitten.
Amen to that, Ernest. I appreciate the call, sir, and thank you for the kind words. It's good to hear from you today. I appreciate the call very much. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. There's a lot of distraction with what happened in Helsinki today. A lot of attention being paid to the summit meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. But the Middle East is in more of a state of unrest than usual. And it appears that Hamas, the Iranians, all of Israel's enemies are about ready to gang up on Israel again. We'll bring you up to speed on the latest when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
It was very impressive.
Well, thank you. 4:38 now, 22 before 5 here at the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line this afternoon. Bob, do you know if the French government has totaled up the cost yet of all the nationwide vandalism caused by their soccer fans celebrating their World Cup victory? I hope there weren't a lot of wine shops destroyed during the rioting from Colonel Ted. Thank you, Colonel Ted, and as always, Money, Penny, and I salute you. To the phones we go. Gary is next up here on the Monday edition. Hi, Gary, and welcome to the Bobby Mack program.
Hey, Bob, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call.
My pleasure.
You know, when I hear all this self-righteous indignation from knuckleheads like John McCain and others complaining about how there's been an intrusion into our sacred democratic electoral process, it's just infuriating. You know, the United States government has been inserting itself into foreign elections for nearly a century. And the reason that Putin got involved, that the Russians meddled in this one, was payback for what happened in the Ukraine in 2004. Back in 2004, the United States government funded the political opposition against Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych and the Ukraine were staunch allies of Putin. And since the Berlin Wall came down, there has been 15 former Soviet republics and satellite nations that have left the Axis alliance and joined NATO.
Yeah, the entire European map has been changed.
And when this happened in the Ukraine, that was the last straw, because the United States funded the political opposition in the Ukraine. In fact, the U.S. ambassador, Victoria Nuland, was out marching in the streets with Yanukovych's political opposition.
You got to love it.
This was the now the notion that Russia set out to help elect Donald Trump is a lie, and it's a narrative that continues to be repeated. All of that stuff just fell in Trump's lap.
Well, and Putin said so today. He said, yeah, of course Putin is going to say that. Who could possibly believe that after Hillary, while running the State Department, signed off and,
exactly.
and aided and abetted selling 20% of America's uranium to a Russian company? Of course Putin would have preferred Hillary in there.
We were so deeply involved in those events in the Ukraine. That was the payback to Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. And this James Clapper, I'll never forget. He testified in front of House, the Senate Select Committee, or the House of Representatives under oath, and he was asked back in 2016, point blank, do you think that the Russians set out to assist and help elect Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And he said no.
Right.
They didn't think he was going to win. Nobody did.
No.
And he has changed his story and changed his direction 180 degrees. Now, I don't know who got to him, but that man is just a pusillanimous, putrid puke.
Well, bear in mind, Gary, this is the same James Clapper who testifying before Congress when ISIS was at its height. And by the way, whatever happened to ISIS, as an aside, but it was Clapper who described the Muslim Brotherhood as a secular organization.
You know, it's unbelievable. I watched Meet the Press Sunday morning, and they had a woman on there from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And she repeated that narrative about Russia setting out to elect Donald Trump, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
Like Clapper initially testified, they didn't think he was going to win. Nobody did. It was now. Did Trump benefit from that? Perhaps.
Sure. Well, could
I don't
be.
Know.
Could be.
But the goal was to embarrass her.
But even all the congressional investigators that have been working on this, Rod Rosenstein on Friday said not a single vote was changed as a result of any kind of collusion or interference.
When Trump decided to run, he didn't tell Junior to get on the phone and get a hold of the Russians and start hacking in the email.
Right.
No, that's not the way that transpired. All of that fell in his lap. And when he was being sarcastic about it, when he was making jokes, he gave him some ammunition. He said, well, if you can find those emails, go get them. That sarcasm is now being used against him as proof that he conspired with them and was working with them. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think, hopefully, unlike Dennis, this poor guy that called in your last segment, he was confused.
Yes.
Well, you know, this business with interference and collusion, those are two very distinct and very separate issues.
Well,
and he just kind of like a lot of Americans, he's lumped them all together. And I think, fortunately, most Americans can see the reality and can see the distinction and realize that he didn't conspire with the Russians. That all of that fell in his lap, and he made light of it, and he joked about it, and he may have benefited from it, but that wasn't the goal of the Russians, and that wasn't his intention initially.
Well, and there's an overarching point to this as well. Correct me if I'm wrong. Collusion is not a crime.
No, those guys were private citizens. They can talk to Russians or whoever they want to.
Of course they can.
When you're digging for political opposition, you can go anywhere you want. I don't think even if there was, and I don't believe that there was, but you're right. That's not you can talk to foreign nationals.
I think it flies in the face of logic for anybody to think that Vladimir Putin and the Russian government would have any more interest in having Donald Trump in the White House. They would much prefer to have the woman they've already dealt with on a businesslike basis with the Clinton Foundation and through her time as Secretary of State. They would have much preferred to have the very pliable for sale sign on the White House lawn, Hillary Clinton as the occupant at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You're probably right about that. It's great. Thank you for the time, Bob. It's great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate your being here. In on the text line, Bob, did you see Hillary's speech over the weekend? Yeah, she was talking about how we're judged by the way we treat our most helpless, the young and the old. No one challenged her about Planned Parenthood. Yeah, well, if we're judged that way, how about being judged about how we treat the unborn? I got to take a break here. 5:15 on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by, because the Monday edition of Amazing True Facts comes along next here on WORD. Welcome back. It's 5:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm still trying to understand. I mean, I get it when CNN and BSNBC and the John Brennans of the world start calling for Trump to be impeached because they had a summit meeting with Vladimir Putin, and he agreed with Putin that, we don't really know for sure if the Russians did collude. I mean, I know that Mueller and Rosenstein at the FBI have charged these 12 GRU Soviet military guys, but are they ever going to walk into a courtroom? Not likely. But I'm a little concerned when I see headlines like this: Trump faces bipartisan criticism over press conference with Putin. And this is from Fox. President Trump faced harsh bipartisan criticism back home for his Helsinki press conference with Putin on Monday, as lawmakers claim the U.S. president missed a chance to stand up to the Russian president on election meddling. Yeah, maybe he should have stood up the way Obama did, where he said he told Putin to cut it out. And, of course, if there was Russian meddling, then that warning went pretty much unheeded. The president, for his part, called the summit with Putin deeply productive. I don't know, but that strikes me as being pretty good news, actually. After Democrats for days called on him to cancel the meetings in the wake of indictments against Russian officers for U.S. campaign hacking, Trump said he would not make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics. He cited progress on a range of issues and said it would be a good thing to get along with Russia. However, the president angered members of both parties by saying both countries share blame for damaged relations. Well, I think that's a factual statement as well. Did Obama improve relations with Russia? Did Hillary and her vaunted reset button improve relations with Russia? And by not firmly standing by U.S. intelligence estimates that Russia meddled in the 2016 elections. Given what we've learned about the FBI, DOJ, this whole Russia collusion story, can you blame the president for taking that attitude? Paul Ryan, Rhino, Wisconsin, said there's no question that Russia interfered in our election. Of course there is. And continues attempts to undermine democracy here and around the world. John McCain called the president's performance disgraceful. President Trump proved not only unable but unwilling to stand up to Putin. He and Putin seem to be speaking from the same script, as the president made a conscious choice to defend a tyrant against the fair questions of a free press. Oh, yeah, right. They always ask fair questions, right, John? So I'm just, it bothers me when I see the people that should be, you would hope would be more on Trump's side, essentially running down a laundry list of his critics. But, you know, I guess that's what they consider balance. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Well, you know, there are mistakes in life, and then there are mistakes. And some of them actually break our way. One mistake paid off big time for a woman here in Greenville. Lottery officials say the woman won $250,000 after she was mistakenly handed a scratch-off different ticket from the one she picked out. Despite the mix-up, the woman bought the ticket and won. "I'm going to give to my church and then give back to the community. As for me, I'm good," the winner told lottery officials. The woman won on the 7 game. 4 top prizes of $250,000 remain in the game. The odds of winning 1 in 660,000. Unless, of course, you ask for one ticket and you're given the wrong one, and it's your odds are much better then. The winning ticket sold at Red Robin Foods on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Moneypenny, which we can see right out the window. There was a $250,000 ticket sitting there just waiting for you, Moneypenny, to come in and buy it and scratch it off. But no. A scuba diver was stunned to make an unexpected find at the bottom of the sea when an iPhone lit up when it received a text. Incredibly, the device still had more than 80% of its charge despite being dropped to the seabed 2 days earlier. It has now been reunited with its Canadian owner after it was dropped by a kayaker close to the coast in Dorset. Cirrus Hersey's attention was drawn to the phone when she noticed a flash of light on the seabed about 30 feet down. Swam down. There it was in a waterproof case. She scooped it up, took it back to the shore, scrolled through the contents to a contact list to find its owner. It has now been returned to a grateful Rob Smith, whose Canadian cousin had lost it while the pair were kayaking at Dirtle Door in Dorset. That's a lot of alliteration for anxious anchors. Dirtle Door in Dorset. They were approaching the famous coastal landmark when the phone toppled over the edge of their boat. Good thing somebody sent a text. "Hey, where are you? What are you doing?" Even though Blockbuster went under almost 5 years ago, there was still a handful of them that were around. Now that is down to a mere finger. The last two Blockbusters in Alaska just announced they're closing their doors by the end of August, which means there will be only one Blockbuster remaining in America, in Bend, Oregon. On the bright side, the guy who owns that Blockbuster says, "Nah, still doing pretty well. Don't have any plans to shut down anytime soon." I wonder if Netflix is available in Bend, Oregon. That's hour number two of the Bobby Mike Show. Stand by. The 5 o'clock follies are on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.